Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by love. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
You've heard the phrase passion for fashion. Well, my next guest embodies that from the inside out. You may have seen her fabulously outrageous outfits on the front row at a jazz game or on the front lines of a community service project captured on Instagram. Bronwyn Newport is a woman with a big closet and a big heart, and we wanted to know more of her story. Bronwyn, welcome to Studio 5.
Thank you. That is the nicest introduction anyone has ever given me.
Well, thank you. Big closet, big heart. That seems to suit.
I like that. I might keep that.
I love that. All right, I'm going to check some boxes really quickly as we get
to
know you.
Yeah.
You're a woman, wife, mother.
Yes.
You're a California gal who fell in love with Utah.
Accidentally.
Here you are. And Bronwyn, you approach clothes the way an artist approaches a canvas. Help us see fashion as you see it. What does your lens look like?
So I'm very picky about the art in my home. I think it tells a story and it's on the wall. I think when people pick art for their house, they want it to tell a little bit about who they are, and it's on their wall every day. And I think of fashion as a step further in that. It's art that you're living your life in. So when you think, you know, like in a rom-com or a TV show, whatever music they pick or how they dress somebody, this is really my life, and I really live my life in these clothes, and I always want it to be set to the right. It's not a background, because my clothes are pretty wild.
But I was going to say, no background there. Yeah. When did this start for you? When did your fashion brain start spinning?
Early. I mean, I remember picking clothes out for kindergarten and being very specific about what I wore, and also a little bit quirky, too. I think everybody else in kindergarten wanted to be a ballerina or a doctor or something beautiful, and I was Beetlejuice for my first school Halloween, because I loved that striped suit, and I think I've had a striped suit in my closet
ever since.
It was
the stripes for you.
Yeah. For sure.
So I want to ask you, do you think about the outfits then? You are planning, you are forecasting, when can I wear this? When can I construct that?
Yes. So sometimes I see something and I think that just has to be in my closet and the opportunity will come, like a field of dreams, but for closets.
Build it, they will come.
Build it, the opportunity will come.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know I'm doing something and the person I'm with or the theme of the event or how I'm feeling kind of dictates what I put together.
Okay, now I have to ask you about the attention side of it, because sister, you would turn heads if you were walking down the streets of New York, but this is Salt Lake City.
Yes.
You're getting a lot of double and triple takes and probably a lot of curious stares.
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
I'm getting better. It's a process. When we first moved here and started spending more time here, it was hard. It wasn't my favorite thing. When you say New York versus Utah, my husband used to say to me, it's a jazz game, not a Knicks game, or it's not a Lakers game, right? Because he felt like they were different things I would wear to basketball games.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting better about it. I think if people are going to look at me, that's kind of where the charitable side of my life comes in. If they're going to look at my clothes, once they look, I want them to find something they like. So I always want to be telling a story with my actions also, not just my clothes.
Yeah,
not all of the looks come from a good place, and that's okay too. Not everybody has to like everything.
You seem like a loving person that way.
Oh, well,
to each their own. What does your husband think about the fashion side of your interests?
I think for the most part, he thinks it's me and it's become part of this, like, who I am,
yeah,
and who he loves.
Yeah.
I think there are certain outfits he would prefer I didn't repeat or wear again.
Does he give you that feedback?
He does. Okay. He's pretty comfortable about telling me.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, what he's worried about is how other people receive me. I think he knows it hurts my feelings when people think I'm less smart than I am, or that I only care about clothes, or that I'm putting out the wrong impression.
He feels defensive as you, as the whole woman.
Of course.
That you
and
are.
Maybe tired of me complaining about it.
Okay, there's that too. So here is my observation about you from the outside in.
Okay.
You seem like a gal that goes all in, like whether it's a political fundraiser, or whether it's a charity event that you're hosting,
yes,
or whether it's a lunch for a gal pal, you seem like someone who invests 100%. So how do you decide, Bronwyn, where you're putting your time and your attention and your passion?
Sure. So I think initially when I started getting involved in kind of more community activism, it came from a place of wanting to be a good person and knowing that I have the resources, time, you know, financial, whatever, to be helpful. And then as I started doing things, it became really obvious what I was passionate about, which is always a vulnerable population. So whether that's I do reading intervention for kids, I really love kids, I get along. I think my core demographic is like 7 to 10-year-old girls. Like that's who kind of likes me best. So kids are a natural thing for me, and I love reading personally, so that's a good intersectionality. Yeah. I also love animals. We have 6 dogs.
I was gonna ask about the dogs.
We have a whole zoo.
They are frequent flyers on your Instagram.
Oh yes, they are all over the place. They wear outfits too. Some of them like it less than others. So anything with animals, and then obviously working in fashion and being involved in fashion, the LGBTQ community is really important to me, and making sure I'm inclusive. Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about maybe the judgment that can come from the outside in, and I'm curious what you would want women to know about you. Some of them just see pictures on Instagram and can make their own assumptions. Yeah. What would you like people to know about you as a person?
So, I mean, Instagram's a highlight reel, so it is things that I picked for myself to put out there. Yeah. So I always feel a little bit shy about saying that isn't really me because I put that out there about myself. But I think it's easy to look at something pretty of a picture and think that there's not dimensionality behind it. And I think that there is for everybody. Everybody is multifaceted. So I do have days when I'm serious. I have days when I'm upset. I have days when I say something smarter or more intelligent than other days.
That's all of us,
isn't it? And I think sometimes that gets lost behind the clothes or the parties or the fun of the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, you said something to me before the show that I'm ruminating on. You said that you think the last frontier in acceptance and love is actually going to be woman to woman.
I think so. I do. I think we've had a really big step forward in making sure that we have equal treatment with men, especially in the workplace and especially in terms of personal safety. But I think for me, what I see is I personally haven't felt a ton of men holding me back or being in my way, but I do feel that the judgment from other women is paralyzing for me. So sometimes that's what's hard for me. Mm. And I would love to see women be much more supportive. And I think a part of support that we don't always understand is the cheering other women on, not just not getting in their way, but actively being proud of them and pushing them forward and saying, today I celebrate you and my turn will be another day and I know you'll be there for me when it is.
I think that's something to think about, and actually it's something that I love about this seat and this role is a chance to champion.
Yes, you definitely do
Well, it's an opportunity, but I think any woman can have that, right? As we look to each other, woman to woman, we can be that cheerleader, pom-poms in hand, no matter what her choices are or what her life looks like. Okay, I can't say goodbye without asking a big question.
Yes.
There's a rumor out there.
There's lots of rumors out there
that involves you and a little show called, I think it's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
What can you tell us about that?
That has been a rumor for a long time, and I can tell you I'm working on a number of projects that come out in the fall, and that may or may not be one of them. Yeah, that's all I can say. You know that as a journalist, I can't say anything else.
But you know I had to ask.
Of course.
And I feel like we can read between the lines.
Of course.
And deduce something from that. It was lovely to have you and to meet you, Bronwyn.
To catch up.
We'll be watching, wink, wink. All right, thank you.